Well, the Pooh Five are Pooh, Eeyore, Piglet, Tigger, and Kanga, and they're in prison in the United States, a long way from the Hundred Acre Wood. Prison may not be quite accurate. These are the toys that belonged to Christopher Robin, the son of English writer A.A. Milne, who wrote the books and cast his son as a central character. But now an English politician has started a campaign to get the Pooh Five back to England. But how did they get to the United States in the first place? On the line, Ben Parker, president of the Winnie the Pooh Society at Pembroke College. Good evening, Ben.
Good evening.
What are the Five doing in New York?
Well, I think it's a total disgrace. When Christopher Robin Milne died about 10 years ago, they were taken over there by the American publisher and have been imprisoned there ever since.
And what sort of conditions are they in?
Well, I haven't had an eyewitness report, but Mrs. Dunwoody, the Labour MP that is pressing the case, has said that the conditions are quite appalling.
And should they come back to England?
Well, definitely. I mean, we in England generally feel that Pooh is part of our national heritage. We feel that the Americans have no more right to him than, well, they have no right to him, basically. They've got their own version in their Walt Disney version of Pooh. We think we should have the original literary characters back in England.
What about the wishes of Christopher Robin or whoever actually donated them to the library in New York in the first place? Is that something that you're concerned about?
Well, he was an old man when he died. He was obviously misguided. It's a part of English heritage. We want them back.
Bumped his head on too many honeypots.
Exactly.
They must be getting a bit chewed around the ears now, though. I mean, around 70 years old, aren't they?
That's more to the point. Would you like to spend your retirement in the United States if you were an English bear?
I don't think so, but they do good honey, though, in the United States, don't they? It has a reputation for good honey.
Well, there's more to life than honey. I don't think the bread is up to much, and you can't have a good honey sandwich without good bread.
All right. What are you going to do to get them back? What sort of operation is going to be mounted?
Well, we totally agree with what the Labour MP is doing in the House of Commons, bringing it to the forefront of public attention here. And we believe that Mr. Blair is currently on a trip to the President in Washington to beg for Pooh's return to the United Kingdom.
Our correspondent in Washington just a few minutes ago, in fact, said it was fairly high on the agenda of talks over the next few days. So do you expect a positive outcome? I mean, is Tony Blair a fan? Was he raised on the Pooh Five?
Well, I haven't had any personal correspondence with him, but we will be writing to him and letting him know how strongly we feel on this issue and hoping that it is in his power to bring the Pooh Five back home again.
When they come back, where would they go?
Well, Pooh's always lived in the Hundred Acre Wood in Sussex, and we think that perhaps public money, maybe money from the National Lottery, should be put into building a Pooh Centre in that area for Pooh to continue to impress millions of children for years to come.
Good luck.
Thank you very much.
And on the line from London, there was Ben Parker, president of the Winnie the Pooh Society.